Hello, welcome to the Guilt, Grace, Gratitude podcast. This is one of our co-hosts, Peter Bell. We are on Catechism Saturday. We're going through the Belgic Confession. We are on article number 31, which is the officers of the church. And make sure before we start this week's episode that you tune into this Monday's Reformed Church episode. We reposted a book club with Dr. Brian Estelle of Westminster Seminary, California, and his book, The Primary Mission of the Church, published by Christian Mentor. We talked about church and culture, what is preaching, how should the church engage with cultural topics. Really good episode for those of you who are wondering what we should do when culture turns one way. How does the church faithfully respond in the gospel? And this week's episode on the book club, we talked with Dr. Harry Lee Poe of Union University on his work, the three-volume series on C.S. Lewis. Talks about his development, his life, his work, his works, and a lot of other things and fun stories you may never have heard about C.S. Lewis. So let's start. Article number 31, the officers of the church. We believe that ministers of the word of God, elders and deacons, ought to be chosen to their offices by a legitimate election of the church with prayer in the name of the Lord and in good order as the word of God teaches. So everyone must be careful not to push himself forward improperly, but he must wait for God's call, so that he may be assured of his calling and be certain and sure that he is chosen by the Lord. As for the ministers of the word, they all have the same power and authority, no matter where they may be, since they are servants of Jesus Christ, the only universal bishop and the only head of the church. Moreover, to keep God's holy order from being violated or despised, we say that everyone ought, as much as possible, to hold the ministers of the word and elders of the church in special esteem because of the work they do, and be at peace with them without grumbling, quarreling, or fighting. So a short episode. Remember, this falls on the heels of the government of the church. So the government of the church, you can say in a sense, is run by the officers of the church. And in the middle of this, the officers of the church are under the head of the church, being Jesus Christ. And so these should be chosen by election of the church and in good order as the word of God teaches. So these elders, these deacons, are not just chosen because we think they're good, or I think generally speaking, the Reformed Church, they tend to be chosen because they're good businessmen, they're good business people who are successful. But that's not what we build our church off. We don't build our church off of those who are successful in business per se. Although if those who are successful in business are godly people who show themselves upright, then sure, we elect them. But that is not our principal course of action. We elect those who are godly. We elect those based off of the epistles of Timothy and Titus from Paul's pen, those who are worthy of this calling. So it's not dependent on some worldly attributes, dependent on spiritual attributes. So they have the same authority as the ministers of power, or ministers of the word, the same power and authority as ministers of the word, yet they're exercised differently. So it's not really even. So you see a pastor, you see elders, you see deacons, like, oh, this is three levels of the church. You start as a deacon, and you go, you level up, you power up, you're elected to a higher office as an elder, then you're elected to the highest office as a pastor. That's not what this article says, and it's actually not what the Word of God says. There are three different types of leaders in the church. One is not higher than the other. It really, if anything, the elders are higher than the pastor. Most Reformed churches, you'll see the elders actually hold the final votes, and pastors are there either as members of the church in Dutch churches or kind of continental churches, or members of the presbytery in more Presbyterian or American or Scottish churches as well. And it's because we are servants of Jesus Christ. There's not a hierarchical order where the pastor's the top dog, the elders are kind of second command, and the deacons are kind of the lowest of those elected. It's because we're servants of Christ, we're all in the same playing field, you can call it, because Christ is the universal bishop. He's the head of the church. We are his members. We are his underservants, his under-shepherds. And this is to keep God's holy order from being, as DeBray says, violated, despised, to hold ministers of the word and elders of the church. If you see in Dutch churches or in some OPCs and PCAs and a few other Reformed denominations, the pastor is called minister of the word and sacrament because his primary job is to preach the word and administer the sacraments. And we have elders and deacons in the church. And we hold them in special esteem. We don't hold them in a high esteem in the sense that they're higher than the people of God. They just have a special office. And he pulls from the epistle to the Hebrews, the preacher to the Hebrews, who says, we do this without grumbling, quarreling, or fighting. And this is to be in good order. It's to recognize what Jesus has done. Jesus has called these. Jesus has raised these elders. Jesus has raised these deacons. Jesus has called this pastor in an internal way that is then affirmed and confirmed externally. And so we recognize this by submitting to them, not because they're higher than us, but because they've been called. So I hope you guys enjoyed this week's episode of the Guilt, Grace, Gratitude podcast. We went through Belch Confession, part of our Catechism Saturday series, article number 31. And make sure you guys catch our upcoming episode. It's kind of a weird order. We're doing our season finale is this Monday. It's going to be followed by a kind of a special bonus episode with another one. We'll announce that in next week's Catechism Saturday series. But our final, we have a Q&A, season 5 preview. We're going to talk about what we're doing next for season 5. So I hope you guys enjoyed that episode. And this coming Thursday's book club, we have Johnny Erickson Tada, not Joni Erickson Tada, but Johnny Erickson Tada on her work with Crossway, Songs of Suffering, a collection of hymns and psalms and her devotionals that were written on these, as well as beautiful artwork attached to these as well. So you guys will want to pick up a copy of this from Crossway and listen to this episode. She sings during it. She quotes scripture during it. It's an incredible episode. And she's the CEO and founder and president of Joni and Friends, and a fantastic ministry for those who are disabled, bringing the gospel of Jesus and actually bringing really good laws and regulations for those who may not have a voice otherwise. So I hope you guys enjoy this. And if you guys have not found yet a church in the Orange County area or know somebody who's looking for a church in the Orange County area, make sure you check out Santa Ana Reformed. We meet at 1405 French Street, Santa Ana, California, 92701 at 2 p.m. is at Davis Elementary. We meet at the foot of the water tower. We are an ordinary church preaching an extraordinary gospel with what we think is really intimate and great fellowship. So I hope to see you guys there. Talk to you next week. Bye.